celebrate, but I think this year there's a lot more to celebrate thanks to the Supreme Court decisions, both of them this past week. We still have a battle in front of us. There are still lots of states that do not allow two people to get married if they love each other, and that should be the only criteria.
All right, that was the big news last week. The Supreme Court with a DOMA decision in Prop 8. That was Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York talking about the fight wages on for people who still can't get married in some states. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how you doing? After last week, swinging into this week, a holiday week, a lot of people will just work a couple of days, or maybe you've even taken the entire week off to celebrate. Sometimes people wrap vacations around the 4th of July. There are a lot of interesting things as I think the 4th of July in the happening in this country marks the halfway point of the year. For me, it's where we start to think, okay, what happened in the first 6 months of the year? And here we are sliding into the next 6 months. And what can happen next? For the Supreme Court, this is it, because then they're off until the fall, and then they start another session. But, boy, there were a lot of things they left on the table, the crumbs that fall down. Bloomberg's right about that. There are some things that have to be settled. One thing that was settled is that Justice Anthony Kennedy denied a request from Prop 8 supporters to stop the issue of same-sex marriage licenses in California. He turned that request down on Sunday. Same-sex marriage opponents asked him to step in over the weekend after a federal appeals court in San Francisco allowed same-sex marriages to roll on because of the Supreme Court ruling. So numerous weddings, boom, were already being performed at San Francisco City Hall. That's not a surprise. The opponents say the appeals court acted about 3 weeks too soon, so Prop 8 supporters are going to continue to push their efforts to halt gay marriage by filing requests with another Supreme Court justice, but I'd say good luck with that one. Now, once the controversy is ignited and everybody's off, the robes are done, they're not going to do it. I seriously doubt it. The other big thing on the horizon will be the immigration bill and whether or not reform is going to get support in the House. I'd say it's seriously doubtful. It would be on life support if you were relying on the House to pass something. There's going to be no vote, according to the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, without the majority support of Republicans anyway. So if the majority doesn't support it, it's not happening. That's what Boehner's saying. He drew the line in the sand. Like, don't get excited, folks, because here's the deal. We've had meetings on this, and if it's going to hit the floor, we have to have support. We got to get enough support from both parties or it's not going to happen. So there was speculation over whether Boehner would ditch the so-called Hassert rule, which is a requirement that a majority of the majority supports a bill in order to bring it to a vote when it comes to passing immigration reform. Because, of course, it's opposed by some Republicans since it has the pathway to citizenship. Boehner says he supports the rule, but he's already violated a couple of different times with fiscal cliff, with Hurricane Sandy. The Violence Against Women Act would also be part of that where they did it. So if he moves forward and permits it to come to a vote, even though the majority of the Republicans in the House, if they do oppose it, he should be removed as Speaker, is what some people are saying. So Boehner now once again on trial. He's in the middle of this. And it's because in the House, the feelings are much different than in the Senate. That's why when it went through the Senate and some of the celebrating was going on, I thought, boy, that's going to be short-lived because there is just no way that this goes all the way through. I mean, there's just no way that that happens. It goes all the way through the House and then ultimately ends up on the president's desk. If immigration reform truly has a chance, it's not happening this year. I don't believe that. I'd be very, very stunned unless something different is offered up. Now, some Democrats feel like there is a chance for the immigration bill, that it's being downplayed, but it will pass. It will pass a hurdle, whether Boehner tries to stand in the way or not. But he's stressing the plan to stick to the Hassert rule. So if he's sticking to it, that's he's got to have the they got to have the majority. Even I was looking at some quotes just for fun over the weekend. Trey Gowdy, the congressman from South Carolina, you know, he's sits on the House Judiciary Subcommittee, one of them, the Immigration Policy and Enforcement, and he says, you know, he says what the senators are saying about pushing forward and what's happening to the Republican Party and how they have to move this immigration bill forward, there is no have to here. That we got to be tougher on enforcement and border security. See, and that's the thing with the House. They're not. They're definitely not going to drop the request for making sure everything's secure before they give a nod to allowing it to the pathway to citizenship, because we don't know who's coming in and who's coming out. I mean, that's the ultimate question, isn't it? We keep coming back to the same thing. How many, really, do we know how many illegal immigrants we have in this country anyway? And how can we possibly consider any kind of a pathway when we don't know who's going to be on the path? We have no way to know because we cannot control who's in and who's out. Big, big problem. Speaking of who's in and who's out, this week would you say Ed Snowden is in or is he out? I'd say it depends on who you talk to. Leaked NSA documents show how the U.S. is bugging our European allies, but for some reason they seem to be taking it in stride, probably because they are doing the same thing. You know, there was a report that came out that showed that we actually tap 500 million German phones and internet links a month. This has to infuriate the NSA. I would love to be a fly on the wall and hear what they're saying, because they are, I am sure, mortified at the things that have come out, realizing, you know, there's no big secrets here because they're getting hit over the head with them. And I think that this is similar things to what they're trying to do. It's spy versus spy. Geez, we're good friends, but if I can find out who you're talking to, that would make me feel much more comfortable, whether it's Germany, whether it's Russia, whether it's China, you know, whoever it is. But I'm sure there are some extraordinary spying methods that we, besides the bugs and the things that we think of with electronic communications, that would blow us away if we knew some of the ways things were being uncovered. So the U.S. intelligence service code name even for the bugging operation that targeted the EU mission at the United Nations, because they did it, was Perdido. Now, don't you think the people at the UN also assumed they were probably being bugged? How many times, I know somebody that actually that works at the UN, and how many times have they had their office swept? I'm just saying, swept for bugs. But I guess now that it's specific, it makes people a little bit nervous. Ed Snowden is making Vladimir Putin very nervous because he has to figure out what he's going to do. He's in limbo right now in the Moscow airport, but how long can that situation continue? And guess what? Ecuador gave him the boot. Details on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, coming up at the tail end of this hour, we're going to lighten the mood. How about Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done? We're back with one of my favorite new segments here on America Tonight. You know, every time I think about dumb things I shouldn't have done, I think, well, this is a couple of things. Then I come up with something new in my own world. So I can imagine a few of you have some crazy things that you've done. Even over the weekend, I was telling a friend about painting a wall, and I am a crappy painter. I've determined that you have to be good at that whole blue tape thing, you know, where you have to put it over the frames and everything else. You have to have all this patience, and it's really important that you get everything correctly marked off, as some of you know, if you've painted anything, because if you don't have the tape on, you paint in the wrong areas. If you don't have the tarp laid down, you could get paint on the rug. And I thought, and I did pretty good, actually. I didn't get any paint on the rug, but I had a friend who said they were painting a wall, and they had the figure that they were fine and put the bucket of paint on the ladder. Now, is that like a bumble-headed move? Oh, I'm not going to knock it over. No worries. And sure enough, orange paint, a whole bucket, all over the rug. Oh, imagine cleaning that up. What a hassle. And it's not all completely out. I mean, a lot of it's out, but not all out. Brutal. All right, brutal is the situation that Ed Snowden finds himself in. In fact, here's an interesting twist to the story. His father, Lonnie Snowden, sent a note to Eric Holder saying that, listen, he wants to come back to the United States. He'll come back to the United States if three conditions are met. You want to hear the three conditions? Here's the three conditions, not in any particular order. He isn't detained or imprisoned prior to his trial, because it's a done deal. We know it's going to be a trial. He's not subject to a gag order, so he can just blab to the media, sit down with whoever he wants to sit down with and talk. And he would be tried in a venue of his choosing. I don't think so. I think that's why Eric Holder is not responding. But here's what the upshot is. Right now, the president is not pressuring Vladimir Putin to give up Ed Snowden. Ecuador has said no, they're not interested in him, at least not right now, because he does not have a valid U.S. passport. And Vladimir Putin, who I think didn't think he was going to be stuck in this situation, is completely stuck because he has to decide what's he going to do with Snowden. I mean, Snowden's not going to live in the transit area indefinitely. And I think Putin doesn't want to deal with them. I don't think he wants to deal with them. What's really wild is, and I think this is probably why this happened, the president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, said that in the face of threats, insolence, and arrogance of certain U.S. sectors, which have pressured to remove the preferential tariffs because of the Snowden case, Ecuador tells the world we unilaterally and irrevocably renounce the preferential tariffs. So he gave a really wild speech in Ecuador, the president did in Quivito, and he said it's outrageous to try to delegitimize a state for getting a petition of asylum. They say that they're still evaluating his petition, but it's just so unlikely while they're weighing this, he's completely stuck and he doesn't have a valid passport. Doesn't have a valid passport. So at this point, you know, with the slam on the United States and whatnot, it's not looking that way. Trade between the United States and Ecuador was over $16 billion last year. Did you know that? $16 billion. So half of Ecuador's foreign trade depends on the United States. So I don't know that they want to cut off their nose to spite their face. And if he continues down that road, boy, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to kick back. And it doesn't look like he's changing his mind about attacking the United States, but it looks like he's changing his mind about Snowden's asylum, because I don't think, you know, when cooler heads prevail, that he wants to risk he doesn't want to risk harboring the NSA leaker. Very doubtful. So does Putin punt on Snowden? Would he give up Snowden? It's not looking that way. So here you have Snowden, Espionage Act, charges, boom. There he is for a week in Moscow, and we do nothing about it. What can we do? And Russia is not going to give him up. At this point, Putin is not giving him up. He says he's not going to give him up, and this is a guy who's not going to back down. So he is stuck in limbo, and nothing is happening. It's the craziest darn thing. And in the meantime, Julian Assange, the godfather, he's become the new godfather for Ed Snowden, from afar is pulling as many strings as he can to say, oh, he's got more information, and don't worry, that information is going to be safely, is going to be out there, there's not a problem. It's going to happen. And so you wonder, well, what's the next shoe to drop? What other information does he have that's going to be released that's going to just blow our minds? And so he has me very curious. Is there something we missed? Is there something I need to pump somebody in Washington about? And it's looking like there may really be some teeth in this thing. More teeth. And then do you think the Russians are going to give up Snowden? I'm going to say, not right away. He's really stuck. Really, really, really stuck. By the way, this is, of course, a patriotic week. Many of you will fly your flags, go to parades, watch fireworks, and ultimately remember how important the 4th of July is for so many of us. Since I grew up in an area that was built in patriotic. I'm not saying everybody was patriotic that I grew up with, but it seemed almost inevitable because you were walking on cobblestone streets, you passed by the Liberty Bell how many times a day, and Independence Hall, and Betsy Ross's house, and Ben Franklin's house, and I could go on and on, but it was right there in our backyard. So it was in your face constantly, and I think it made you think about it. You thought about, wow, especially 4th of July was so, so big. And also big and not too far from where I grew up is Gettysburg. If you're a Civil War buff at all and you've visited any of the Civil War sites, I'll tell you a good one to go to is definitely Gettysburg. It's 150th anniversary in Gettysburg. Do you believe that? So they yearly get close to 300,000 visitors, and they do the reenactments, and they have the military park, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's even bigger because of the 150. They have a three-day event this time around, and they say that's just going to bring people out of the woodwork. And if people forget about this with Gettysburg, but there were 51,000 casualties. I mean, there was bodies everywhere. Pickett's Charge. I mean, that was the event, and that's going to be reenacted. Was a terrible, terrible loss of life. You know, they say for a long time people came there, you know, came back to look at the commemorations and to watch and to get a sense of that history at the national park and the battlefields and what's evolved and the storytelling. And, you know, they have 400 events that they're packing into 10 days. 400 events all around Gettysburg. And I can only imagine what that would be like. As I said, as somebody who grew up in that area, it is well worth your time if you're somewhere near there ever in your life to go and stop and see it, because it will just take your breath away. That's how I felt the first time I saw it. It is when you think in your mind what you are actually seeing, and then the reenactments and just the photographs that you see, it's really gives you a sense of what's happened in our country, and thinking of the history of our independence initially and then what we did to each other with the Civil War. It's absolutely crazy. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, the America Tonight re-rack, we're going to talk with, speaking of freedom, we're going to talk with the Hungarian ambassador in Washington. They're doing their own celebration, Hungarian style, thanks to the Smithsonian. And he's somebody who escaped communism, and he talks a little bit about that in between talking about the Hungarian celebration. So that's coming up next here on America Tonight.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Guest waiting in our virtual green room, George Zipari. He is the Hungarian ambassador. You can catch him in Washington, D.C., getting ready for some true excitement. The Hungarian Heritage Festival, Roots to Revival, is what it's actually called. It's part of a Smithsonian program, and it's very, very big, and it's happening in the next couple of days and all the way through, actually, July 7th. Ambassador, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Hi, good evening.
Tell us about Roots to Revival and some of the highlights that people might see. What's unique to your country?
Okay, this will feature music, dance, arts and crafts, food, wine, Hungarian food. And what we want to demonstrate is the diversity of the culture, of the origin of the culture of Hungary. Hungary is in the crossroads of East and West and South and South and North, and we would like to feature all the components of the Hungarian culture. For instance, in the food, we want to show typical Hungarian food, but also Hungarian food was very much influenced, for instance, by the Jewish traditions, because there is a very large community of in Hungary. We would like to show that. The same thing in the music. We show music also, for instance, klezmer music, which is a very, very nice music of featuring old Hebrew Jewish songs with Hungarian motifs. And also in the arts and crafts, we would like to show what's in Hungary or what is in the neighboring countries, in Romania, Slovakia, in Serbia, where large Hungarian communities live. So this is a very, how would I say, very lively composition of demonstrating Hungarian culture. And the Roots of Revival really wants to show that there is a new movement in Hungary to rediscover the old popular culture and mix it with new Hungarian features, like in the music. We will have a jazz show where there is classical jazz mixed with again Hungarian motifs of the Hungarian music, folk music.
Yeah, well, do you anticipate, because I'm sure this is what the Smithsonian is certainly hoping for, and yourself as well, that you'll draw people in who have roots from Hungary, from all over the country, to come and celebrate, as you just described so well, the music and the culture and the dancing and all that stuff, that they'll be able to, when they come to Washington, they can really immerse themselves in that, and they'll get that feeling by going to the Smithsonian?
Yes. On the one hand, there is a large diaspora, Hungarian diaspora in Hungary, there are many volunteers. We call for volunteers, and many volunteers from across the United States are coming here to guide the people through the Hungarian exhibit on the National Mall in Washington. But there are also visitors coming. We were from the Hungarian diaspora. We were reaching out to them via the social media, Facebook, Twitter, our homepage. But also, we would like to draw in our American friends and tourists to come in. We will, for instance, have an area where Hungarian dance would be shown, and people will come in and be able to dance together with the trainers who will be there, who will be showing how to dance the Hungarian music. There will be an area for children, where they can familiarize themselves with some of the artifacts of the Hungarian culture, folks culture, and they will be able to participate. So we would like to draw in people into the activities. There's a big area where there will be constantly music and dance during the festival, and there will be an area where people would be explaining what is the Hungarian culture, what's going on when there is people is asking, where, what is this artifact, what is about this, or what is the origin of that music. There would be a place where people would constantly explain what's going on.
Ambassador, you have in Hungary, one of the things that Hungarian people brought to the United States, and certainly still that tradition thrives there, is agriculture and sustainable agriculture. I think the Hungarian people are very proud of this, and I'm assuming this is one of the things that you're going to highlight when you talk about the traditions, the culture of that, and now what still is a living tradition. Will you also tell people about that, and so they can learn more about the roots of what's been in Hungary and what still continues to thrive there?
Yeah, there will be. I mean, this would be centered around the food court, and there would be a food court where there would be a demonstration of the Hungarian cuisine, how they make it. You cannot eat there. You have to go across the aisle where they will be selling it. So in one part, they will be showing it, how they cook it, and explain what is in it. And then you can cross across the island and buy it there. And there will be also a place where you can buy Hungarian wines. There will be a demonstration of what type of wines the Hungarians are producing. And then you can, of course, buy their a glass of wine or two and taste it. So this is part of the festival, and we would like to show what culture has been in Hungary, what it has provided for the European culture, and part of it has survived, of course, in the United States, or has come to the United States via the Hungarian diaspora, who has settled here in the United States over the last 5 years.
Yeah, we're speaking with the Hungarian ambassador, George Zapari. And, Mr. Ambassador, over the years, of course, there have been many contributions from some very famous Hungarians. One that I know well is Joseph Pulitzer, meaning that so many in my profession try to win, you know, the Pulitzer Prize. I don't know how many people realize that, Joseph Pulitzer is actually Hungarian-born American journalist publisher, but there certainly have been others. Was there somebody as a kid growing up, who did you hear about? What Hungarian was always talked about in your household?
Yes, Hungarians who came to the United States, there are, you know, Teller, who was sort of credited with discovering the atomic bomb, Neumann, who was a famous mathematician, or Tom Lantos, who has been the Holocaust survivor, who became a member of the Congress and was chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee. And, you know, few people know that on a per capita basis, Hungary has 10 million people. On a per capita basis, there are more Nobel Prize winners than the United States has. It's a small country that has provided in the culture area, of course, music like Bartók and Kodály and Liszt, but also more closer to our time in the movie area, for instance, Andy Brody, who played in the Pianist in this famous film, mm-hmm. the Hungarian, or Joe Esterház, a very famous screen writer, is also Hungarian. He left also in 1956, like I did, in 1956 at the time of the revolution against the Soviet occupation. I returned to Hungary in 1990 at the time of the change in regime. And I lived here in the United States in Washington, D.C. for 27 years. And we have also famous movie photographers like Vilmos Zsigmond and Laszlo Kovács, very famous one. They will be coming here for the Smithsonian Festival. We will show some of the movies that they photographed, and they people would be able to talk to them and ask them questions. Mm. So this is Hungary's contribution to the world. And particularly those who live here in the United States.
One last question, Mr. Ambassador. So you mentioned Joe Esterhaus and yourself and getting out 1956 revolution, come to the United States, then you get to go back in the 90s, and now you're in this role. What kind of a transition was that for you to leave the country, be immersed in the United States, and then go back? I would have to assume you're very proud to be able to go back in the 90s.
Yeah, that was, you know, I always had a dream, and my dream was that I would live the time when communism is over. And I knew that communism was an aberration of history. I knew that it would be over at one point. The question was whether I would live the time when it's over, and I was very, very happy that it did happen in my lifetime.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and everybody listening, check it out, Hungarian Heritage Roots to Revival, happening at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, D.C., starts June 26th all the way through July 7th. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on ATM. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
So, Horace, you might have seen...
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Here at the tail end of this hour of America tonight, Kate Delaney saying to you, I love this new segment, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Some of you have sent some emails. Keep them coming. Send me your emails on Dumb Things You Shouldn't Have Done. If I like it, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. All right, I don't understand. The 4th of July just sort of opens the floodgates to this phenomenon we've had for the last couple of decades. And I guess we've always had these at fairs and whatnot, but The eating contests, you know, Nathan's does their famous hot dog eating contest in Coney Island. You had, I'll never forget this, Takeru Kobayashi, who ate 53 3/4 Nathan's famous hot dogs and buns in 12 minutes. Ooh, how do you down almost 54 hot dogs in 12 minutes? And live to tell the tale. I don't think I could ever look at another hot dog. Matt, what's the most that you've ever grubbed? Do you think you, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 12 minutes?
Not sure about hot dogs, just because I'm kind of a one or two and done hot dog or brat guy. But I could destroy some wings. That's for sure. I think the most I've done in one sitting was about like 35 or 40.
Ooh, 40?
That was back in the high school days when you could afford to do something like that. But yeah, it was some kind of contest, and I did 40. My buddy did 50, and then I didn't eat wings for about a month.
Oh, Oh, that's gross. That's too many. They have a big famous wing eating contest they do in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Yeah, the wing bowl. Oh, that's crazy. Ooh, I couldn't do it. It's just too sloppy for me. I'll slide all over your mouth.
I love chicken wings, though. I do.
With a barbecue sauce all over
barbecue?
In there?
You got to go buffalo. Come on now.
Buffalo. Okay, well, that's hot. They can be hot then.
I know.
Oh, boy. To hurry up and eat all those, that'd be tough. And they do use them in other contests, too, besides the big famous one. Ooh. How about hard-boiled eggs? Sonia Thomas, she was a guest on the show one time. She's a skinny little thing. She ate 65 hard-boiled eggs in 6 minutes and 40 seconds. That's craziness. I'm not even going to go there with the hard-boiled eggs.
I don't think I could do that. That's too many hard-boiled eggs.
That is just gross. It is just bad. Bad, man. And this guy's cool, too. Check this guy out. Eric Booker ate 49 glazed donuts in 8 minutes.
See, that one sounds like a stomach ache.
Yeah.
It's too much,
a
lot
too
of
much
sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar, and it's pastry, so it's going to fill up in your stomach. Yeah, that would be uncomfortable.
That's too much. Then there was a guy, Richard Lefevre, who had 5 pounds of birthday cake in 11 minutes and 26 seconds. Ew, sugar again.
Yeah, that kind of eating contest, I couldn't do that. I could do the wings, or I remember there was, there was a steak place I went to that had one of those huge T-bone steaks that you have to finish. I didn't do it, but somebody was doing it while I was there. You have to finish that, and then a huge potato, or like it's something kind of ridiculous. But I don't know. Some of those eating contests, they sound like a good idea. You know, you can get the free meal or whatever, but then halfway into it, you just realize that you're going to have to tap out.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. That's it. I don't have to eat for days. I don't think I would eat for days after that, too. Oh, no.
It'd be uncomfortable.
It would.
Just having that much. I mean, I go to a barbecue once in a while, and you kind of snack on different foods, and pretty much you've just been eating for 4 hours straight, and then all of a sudden your stomach's a little uncomfortable, and your pants don't fit so well.
Yeah, yeah, it's gross. It's a gross feeling. All right, so this is dumb things I shouldn't have done, and we just saw that the Chicago Blackhawks, of course, last week won the Stanley Cup, and there have been a lot of stupid errors when it's come to engraving the Stanley Cup. I had a chance to one time actually get my picture taken with the Stanley Cup. It was pretty fun when the Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup, and I was covering them at the time. And you notice the cup is just dented all over the place and crazy things happen to it. But how about the misspellings? They need to get people that know how to spell. In 1981, the New York Islanders the name Islanders was misspelled Islanders, I-L-A-N-D-E-R-S. It was on the cup. They had to finally change it. And this is my favorite. In 96, when the Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup, winger Adam Deadmarsh's name was fixed after it was originally engraved as Deadmarsh. You know, it's Marsh is his name. So it was like Deadmarsh. Adam on a dead march for the Stanley Cup, and they corrected that one too. But this is probably one of the worst. In 1972, the Bruins won. Of course, the Bruins just lost this last time out against Chicago. But in 72, the Bruins' hometown was misspelled BQSTQN. Whoops, that's a mistake. Wait a second. How do we spell Boston again? And that would go down as dumb things I shouldn't have done, because whoever the engraver was, I would think that he would have had a short-term deal there if he didn't know how to spell. All right, I got a good one for you. This is something that people can relate to because they do silly mistakes. They mistake medicines and use wrong things. There was a 64-year-old woman in New Zealand who accidentally mistook a tube of super glue for her cold sore cream. You know, they're in those little, they kind of would look the same, the shape of it. And she glued her lips together. Police say the woman was fumbling around in the middle of the night. She kept the two tubes in the same tray. So to make it even worse when this was happening, she called the emergency services number. When she called them, she could only grunt because her lips were glued and she was by herself. The glue had to be removed with paraffin oil at the hospital, to protect herself from further embarrassment, she didn't want to be identified, and she declined all the media requests. She decided to keep her lips sealed on that incident. Ba-dum-bump. That is bad. That is bad. Oh, that is brutal to do that, to have your lips, oh, sealed off. That would be terrible. I mean, the worst. Okay, so check this out. The homeowner who discovered some remains of an Aboriginal woman in her backyard earlier this month is still waiting on word as to whether or not she's going to have to pick up the tab. So you find the skeleton, you call it in. A forensic anthropologist concluded the bones were those of an Aboriginal woman who was no older, and this is from Ontario, was no older than 24 years old when she died sometime in the late 1500s or the early 1600s. So that's the kind of skeleton she has. So she's now expecting to be emailed an invoice from the archaeologist to be close to $5,000. So she's getting billed for saying, I found this discovery, and you've got this Funeral Burial Cremation Services Act that says a property owner is responsible for paying an archaeological assessment if human remains are found on their property. She does have a chance to claim undue financial burden and have the expenses covered by the government.
Well, that seems kind of dumb because then people would be, you know, obliged to call in and say
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Dumb things.
Like, this is something that, you know, for, you know, the science and archaeology, you want to know that.
1500?
You want to study it.
From the 1500s? Are you kidding? Exactly. They could put it in a museum somewhere or
right.
Something.
So I don't understand why she's getting left with the tab then.
I don't either. And the skeleton is so preserved. It's incredible. It's in great shape. So that would definitely be something that could be displayed.
This just sounds like the museum or whoever, where it's going to, just needs to throw a, burial dinner cost party. You know, you just
let the rich people pay.
Yeah, charge all the uppity people, you know, $100 a head, some dinner.
To dine with a skeleton.
Yeah. Black tie affair and dine with a skeleton.
Exactly. And then they have the money to remove it. It's just, again, it just tops off dumb things I shouldn't have done.
You get people from your circle. I'll be elite.
Yeah. No, that would be more your circle in Minnesota.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.